Things No One Taught Us About Love. How to Build Healthy Relationships with Yourself and Others by Vex King. Read by Sid Sagar. You are worthy of love that is pure, inspiring, and wholesome. The kind of love that unlocks your capacity to love yourself more deeply, especially in those testing moments when your mind vigorously swims against the tides of pain. You deserve to be loved by someone who exercises patience and understanding, offering a compassionate ear. Someone who invites you to be vulnerable with their warmth and holds tightly to the revelations of your heart. May they cherish you entirely, embracing all parts of you, including the ones you've been struggling to accept. But first, you must return to where love lives, in the sanctuary of your own heart. Share images or videos of your favorite pages, quotes, and experiences related to this book on social media using hashtag VexKing so I can see them and share them across my platforms. For more inspiration, follow my social media platforms, all at VexKing. Preface. I wrote this audiobook to empower you to enrich your connections with others. Consider this the concentrated extract of years spent delving into the mysteries of the heart. You'll find no filler here, only concise truths crafted to awaken your highest potential for deep and fulfilling relationships. While I've curated this audiobook into bite-sized portions, my previous hardback edition, Closer to Love, offers a more extensive read should you wish to dive deeper. In this audiobook, I feature a few real-life and some made-up examples of relationships, but I want to be clear that these scenarios apply to all genders and different couplings. Love is love, as we're about to learn. May this audiobook quench your thirst for self-knowledge as we explore the journey of love and relationships together. Introduction. For most of my childhood, life was a struggle. My single mother had to work exceptionally hard, not only to secure a home that we could call ours, but to put food on the table in that home. She worked tirelessly to make money and survive, and to take care of us, her three kids. My mum would save up where she could, and our weekly tradition was renting a Bollywood movie from a local sari shop that had a hidden shelf stacked high with VHS tapes. The films we rented were all musicals telling romantic love stories. Actors and actresses sang their hearts out to each other in random places, with the quirkiest dance moves and deepest displays of affection. Always PG, of course. My earliest lessons on romance instructed me that love meant, 1, exaggerated gestures of desire, and 2, the protagonist's unrelenting need to end up with his beloved, whom he had met only days before. These movies were teaching me that life is one big love story. It's the journey to find the person of your dreams, and that once you find them, everything will be okay, as long as you can both dance. In reality, it doesn't quite work like that. Don't get me wrong, life is one big love story. We express love for many people and things during our time here on Earth. It's our biggest motivator, and a relationship is a dance of sorts. But the films only ever showcase the highlight reel of relationships. Delete and edit out all the work, hardship, misunderstandings, and bam, there's your happily ever after. Roll credits. And they neglected the most important thing, the inner journey we all have to go on to be triumphant in love. The journey where we defeat our insecurities, reckon with shortcomings, battle our demons, and find a deep appreciation and love for ourselves. When we skip or fast forward this personal work, the unresolved emotional issues inside of us get projected onto relationships. Without doing the internal work first, connections become breeding grounds for drama and suffering. Internal conflicts must manifest somehow. If it isn't through self-work, it will be at the expense of those we love most. Growing up, we look for templates of what relationships look like.